My friends, today I should like to share with you the word that I think we all need. It's found in Romans chapter 6, verse 16. And you're going to find these words: to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are. To whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are. You ever saw that in the scriptures? When I went through Romans chapter 6, those verses jumped out at me. The grace of God is already operating in all the world. God has already given his son to die on the cross on the condition that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I denounce the theology of limited atonement. That's not true. It's a lie from the pit of hell to get men to doubt their salvation. Jesus Christ died for the sins of all men, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. No man have been predestinated to go to hell. God wills that all men come to him. And God is not a despot, a tyrant, that roves over the world demanding and moving puppets on strings. No, my friend, this salvation doesn't work like that. God has given us a will, and it would be contrary to the nature of God himself for him to be forcing people into one life or another. That's what the devil does. But God loves us, welcomes us, and gives us the free will to choose. In this world, what we do is to put conditions on people. We put limitations on people. We put people into levels. And all over the world, you would hear them talk about women. And they believe deep in their hearts that women are secondary creatures. Republicans believe that there are some people that are up and some that are down. And it's all right for them to stay like that forever because of what somebody did years ago. But no, my friend, in a free society, all men are free to get on and to move up. Amen. And you're not put into stratas to stay there for life. God wills the best for everybody. And not because my great-grandfather was a rich man, I am designed and destined to be a rich man. I could be a lazy man, but what I deserve is the fruit of laziness. But God comes to us and he gives his son for everybody. Amen. And I could not care how far in sin you've gone, or your father's gone, or your great-grandfather's gone. Jesus Christ went there to save you. Amen. And all that's left is the choice. That's altogether in our hands. And what is left is this. Read it again in that verse. Verse 16. The verse says, to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are. That's the text. A disobedient servant is a contradiction in terms. Suppose I should say, no, Lord. What's wrong with that statement? If it's no, it can't be Lord. And if it's Lord, it can't be no. You yield yourself. You give yourself over to the lifestyle that you're in right now. You didn't get there by accident. You have made choices that brought you where you are. And you could blame everybody in the world. You are responsible for your life. You are responsible for your decisions. And I know that you may have had obstacles and circumstances that give you a hard time. Every person has those obstacles and circumstances. You might not see it, but they all have it. It's your choice that makes the difference. People wrote poems about this, and you could go on and spend the rest of your life talking about those. But the Bible is what we have to work with. And we need to know that it has been said that sin's code is the Ten Commandments with the knots removed. Thou shalt not steal. The code of sin is thou shalt steal. Remove the knot. Thou shalt not bear false witness. The code of sin is thou shalt bear false witness. And there are people who have gone through their whole lives attacked by false witnesses, lies, innuendos. The whole world is full of people who live by this code. But people of God are not distinguished by our profession, by our dress, by our ritual, and our pietistic language. People of God are identified by a lifestyle of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is what God's people have. Now the enemy wants to strip you of every bit of that. But God wants you to know that Jesus turned to his disciples and said, my peace I leave with you. Amen. He's going away and he's not taking his peace. He said, I'm leaving that with you. And God wants you, child of God, to know that every attack that you get to rob you of your peace is from the pit of hell. You have been given your peace by Jesus. The devil can't do a thing with that, but he tries. The choice that we have before us here today is to know whether we're going to yield ourselves servants to obey God or servants of sin to obey sin. That's the choice that we have. It is that which will determine our eternal destiny. As men, we will hear, not everyone that says to me, what? Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus Christ is looking for people who are doing his will day by day. And what the enemy is doing is seek to be pulling you down. He is carrying on an assassination campaign all your life. Well, at least it has been in mine. And my friends, I'm going to ask you to know that God has a plan for you to defeat all the forces of sin and to keep you steady by his grace. Your master is not being served in vain. Your master protects you. Your master keeps you. And when you get up in the morning, you pray this prayer every day. Lord, you see this day you give me? I'm giving it back to you. And dedicate your days to the Lord day by day by day. And when you lie down in your bed at night, you tell the Lord, Lord, this day that you gave me, I'm saying thank you for it. I'm asking you, O God, to receive everything I've given up in this day. If I've messed up, forgive me. Help me that tomorrow I will do better. But day by day you walk with God. The devil will be throwing sticks at you all your life, and sometimes he's throwing more than sticks. Now let's look at the characteristics of these two lifestyles. The sin and the service of sin is wrong, it's fruitless, and it's ruinous. God helped me to make this decision when I was 16. When I made this decision, my friends, I hadn't a clue what I was deciding or what I was enrolling into. I was too naive to guess anything like this. But what I know is that I feared God. What I know is that when I came to know Jesus as Savior, I didn't come to know him as Savior because of any type of great motives. All I was interested in is to be saved. All I was interested in was not to go to hell. All I was interested in is to have my sins forgiven and to please God after that. Never did I realize how much stress was going to be in my life after that because of people who played fast and loose with God. They wouldn't enter in. They would stay on the outside and take my photograph. And all of my life, they have been taking my photograph, looking at me and not looking at them. And I found, my friends, that Jesus Christ been messing up their photograph all of life. And they're not getting the picture right. Because what's happening at the inside, they don't know. They could just look at the outside and say, I don't like this, but like if I'm responsible for them. I'm not responsible to anybody but Jesus. In this life, I made covenants with certain people. And those covenants, my friend, I intend to keep. And as I walk with God, I mean, I'm going to live for him. I made this decision years ago. I yielded my life to his tender embrace. And faith, taking hold of the word. My fetters fell off. And I anchored my soul in the haven of rest. The haven of rest is my Lord. What are the characteristics of these two lifestyles? The sin, the service of sin, and the servant of righteousness. Sin is a usurper. You hear, my friends? It seizes power from the lawful leader, and it drives men as slaves until they are incapable of thinking straight. Don't play with sin. Sin is going to tie you up and mix you up. And when it's done with you, it's going to take you to hell. The truth is that men are made for higher things. That fact alone declares that a man wrongs himself by being a servant of sin. But men don't like to accept that they are servants of sin. They like to see themselves by the way we used to judge ourselves when we had exams to write. We had a teacher that used to teach us scripture, and she used to teach us Latin. And what she used to do is that when she gives you a test, she would give you back your paper and tell you, mark it. Man, you see, when she gave us our papers to mark, you should see the results. We were all A students. We were flying high. But then one day she would walk in and say, well, I'm going to mark it today. You see all them 90%ers? You should see them at the bottom because they were judging themselves. They judged themselves well. No, my friend, what God wants is for us to judge ourselves by a righteous judgment so that when we come to judge other people, we can judge our own people right. When we don't judge ourselves right, we give ourselves 90%. We pass them with flying colors. But sin is fruitless, according to verse 2. That verse is the verse that says, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? We had a taste of something else. And having tasted that, we ain't going back. We don't want anything else. This is good. The home cooking is good. And those restaurants may advertise their wares with flying colors and talk well about what you're going to get if you come to us. Come eat with us at Olive Garden. Come eat with us next door. And if you go there, you're going to get it. No, go home and eat. You're going to find that that's where the best food is. Yes. We tried something else for years, and it didn't work. But sin is a usurper. It seizes power from the lawful leader and drives men as slaves until they're incapable of even thinking straight. The truth is that men are made for these higher things. And that fact alone declares that a man wrongs himself by being a servant of sin. If you're a servant of sin, you are robbing yourself. You're impoverishing your life. Wake up. Serve Christ. Sin is fruitless. According to verse 2, the sin is not only in that it disappoints us, but it fools us. It deludes us. But men find out that the way of the transgressor is hard, and it leads you along paths that hurt you deep inside. And you may grow accustomed to the hurts that you have in your heart. God is saying, leave sin alone. Give up that master. He's not a good master. The Bible here teaches us that sin is ruinous. According to verse 23, it teaches us that sin is ultimately unto death. That the wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Don't play with sin. Sin is not a toy. Righteousness, on the other hand, is right. It is fruitful, and it's eternally profitable. That alone should settle it for us. But when we think that God's ways are places of pleasantness, men only have to reflect on the two ways to see those that have chosen the ways of God enjoy a beautiful life of peace. Whatever protection we need, yes, we are ever protected by God and by the provisions of God. That's the glorious thing of walking with God. I don't think there's any comparison here. To play with sin is to destroy yourself. To walk with God is to enjoy life in this world and in the world to come, eternal life. That's the words of Jesus. I want to tell you, my friends, I'm not playing for niceness in this world. but I'm accepting the blessings of God that makes rich. I'm accepting the goodness of God that is active in this world for the people of God. The blessings of God for the people of God. And those who would reject this way and play games with the world are going to find that they're going to live for the rest of their days with a dryness on the inside. And they could look at those who are walking with God and say, look, it's unfair, it's unfair, it's unfair. I should be getting all of that. But they never got it. And they will never get it because these are the blessings of God. Are you walking with God this morning? The Bible is telling us that you are walking with whoever you have chosen to give yourselves to. Have you given yourselves to God? Or have you given yourself to the world? It's a painful message to preach, you know. It's easy to put these words together. It's hard to stand up and say them. The tragedy is that having lived our lives, men who have chosen the lower level suffer the indignity of faulty thinking, believing that they can choose the lower life and reap the reward of the higher life. It doesn't work like that. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And you could sit in judgment of people who are seeking to walk their lives with God, and God is going to arrest you. You need to know when you're arrested. And when God arrests you and says, stop, you must stop. Or you're playing games with God and you could die and go to a lost hell without God and without hope. This Bible is teaching us that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are, to whom you obey whether of life or death, righteousness or sin. And every one of us in this room here needs to know that God loves you so much that he wants you to have the higher level. God has chosen this for you. That's why Jesus Christ died for you, to lift you up to that higher level. The devil hates you so much, he wants to pull you down to the bottom. And when you would have come to the end of your days, you would spend eternity with him and his angels in the hell that God prepared for them. The Word of God teaches us that the change can take place from the lower to the higher lifestyle. It can take place. You could be beaten as much as you have been beaten. You could have been frustrated as much as you could be frustrated. You could look back on your life and see a trail of pain and grief. And you need to know that the future could be just as bad or worse if you don't give God a chance to lift you up. You don't have to stay down there. The glorious message of the gospel is that Christ Jesus came into the world to save whom? Sinners. Only sinners can be saved. Righteous people can't be saved. Righteous people have saved themselves already. But sinners can be saved. You see, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if we can realize this, we could get a lot of help. One of the great liberators of slavery said, if only more people knew that they were in slavery, she would have been able to rescue a lot more people. But people who would not accept their slavery continue to live their lives, and all they know is this terrible lifestyle. But at least they have something. And they held on to slavery. And when they were liberated, they didn't know what to do with themselves. They could not even perceive of a possibility of living without this slavery. I want you to lift up your eyes and see Jesus. And I want you to know that Jesus comes into this world to lift up mankind. Amen. And now that we should stay with all kinds of cancers eating away at our hearts and at our lives, at our minds. God comes to give you freedom, freedom in Christ. This change from the lower to the higher lifestyle starts with ultimately recognizing, and I had to conclude, that independence is more of a myth than a reality. I remember our countries in the Caribbean and other places when we dreamed about independence and freedom, and we longed, how are we going to live? To set up a lifestyle for ourselves, to develop an economy for ourselves, and to live governed by ourselves and not by some nation far away. And I've watched and seen those years have passed, and we are worse off now than we have ever been. And the nations of the world that sought for their independence only found somebody laughing, laughing, laughing. We were not made to be independent. All of us are interdependent on each other. Every one of us needs everybody else. Forget the lies that we have been taught. We were not made and will never become totally independent. We depend on each other, on family, on husbands and wives, on brothers and sisters. We depend on friends and relatives, associates and neighbors. In the modern world, we depend on our experts, our teachers, our servicemen, our society. And when it comes to our eternal destiny, we depend on God and His grace. We will serve sin and Satan, or righteousness and God. And those choices are stark and naked and open before us. We are not independent. It's either God or Satan. We have to choose whether we're going to live with righteousness unto God or unrighteousness unto sin. This passage is teaching us a cardinal truth of the Christian faith. To whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. We need that. Whereas the service of sin is natural because of our own predisposition. We were born naturally disposed to sin. We were born in sin. The service of righteousness demands all the help we can get. And I praise God that all the help has already been provided for every man in this world. We are born in sin. And merely continue in sin. Most men for all of their lives. However, there is a blessing called grace. How I love this grace. Grace starts a radical agitation within our hearts that makes it possible for all men to become servants of righteousness by two specific elements. And I want you to know that those two specific elements are already active in your life. The first of these is the precious act of divine acceptance, where God has accepted you already and sent His grace to lift you up. Just look outside and you're going to see that the chariot has already come. And all it's telling you is to get on board. Just look up and see the plane is flying. And that plane is one that you can get on. Just look up and see the ship is waiting there for you. All you got to go is to do is to get on board. And you're going to find there's a cabin with your number and your name written on it. And when you get into that room for the rest of that trip, everything is laid on for you. You don't have to buy a thing. All the food is there. Oh, my friends, there are people who are waiting to serve you and to give you the best. I just came back from one of those. And this Christian life has the same thing for everybody who would only get on board. And the other thing that is necessary is a matter of self-devotion to whom you yield yourself. You have already been chosen by God for salvation. You have already had the hand of God reaching out to you. God is calling upon you to reach out your hand and grab it. You have the opportunity. Take it. You got to ask yourself the question, whose servant are you? Are you a slave to sin? Are you still living under the whip and the lash, believing anything the devil wants you to believe, and you've chosen to believe nonsense? God is telling you, I got a better plan for you. I want you to believe in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I want you to give me a chance at your life, and you're going to see that my salvation is for real. We have been bombarded by so much nonsense from the pulpits all over America that we are a confused lot. But listen to the word of God. God's salvation is for everybody. Whoever believes on him, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I ask you, is your all on the altar? Number 525. You've longed for sweet peace. You've been yearning for this all your life. You believe in this, but is your all on the altar? To whom you yield yourself, his servants ye are. Let's all stand and sing it together.
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly, fervently prayed. But you cannot have rest nor be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice? Christ laid your heart, doth the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul.
Is your all on the altar?
Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, God, the Spirit, control. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you what? Your body and soul.
Who can tell of the love?
Who can tell of the love he will send from above? And oh, happy our hearts will be made of the fellowship sweet shall share at his feet when our all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, thou spirit, control. You can only and a peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body.